Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Business people will consistently tell me how tired they are, how they're working 80-hour weeks, 7 days a week, how they can't get things done, how difficult it is. And you know what? It is. I mean, one of the advantages in having a real job, working for someone, even though they have expectations, you know, that you're only going to work 40 hours a week. After 40 hours a week, unless you're on salary, they have to pay you overtime. They're not going to want to pay you overtime. You're going to work Monday through Friday. You're going to have the weekends off. You're going to get a vacation. They're going to pay your hospitalization. You don't carry all the responsibility, but it's what we've chosen to do. So the question is, how do we get things done during the day? How do we not be so tired? Well, the first answer to that is we need to delegate. We need to delegate to people around us. We need to have people who can handle things. We need to give them tasks to do and ask them to report back to us. We need to use their intelligence. We need to put ourselves in a position where we're not just having people show up for work, where they're actually part of the process. But I always ask business people, why haven't you hired an assistant? Why haven't you hired that person who can take care of things for you? Why don't you have that person that you can walk into the office and say, here are a list of 10 things that I need you to do. I'll come back at 12 o'clock. We'll sit down. We'll talk about them as you can go and run the business. You know, running a business is a it's a big task. I'm not getting that word out. You're busy consistently juggling sales, service, profit and loss statements, employee relations, marketing, sales, answering questions every day. It never stops. Cash flow, employee problems, customer problems. And you have to deal with those things. But there's so many things that you could train someone to do for you. There's so many things that you could take off of your plate, as they say. There's so many problems that they could deal with so that you don't have to. And what happens when you have someone that's your personal assistant doing things for you? And I'm not talking about someone to pick up your dry cleaning. I'm talking about someone that can answer emails for you, someone that can check your emails, someone who can make calls to schedule appointments, someone who you can give a list of things that need followed up on so you don't have to do them, someone who's going to keep your calendar, remind you where you are. There are so many things that they can do. As a matter of fact, what you might consider doing is writing a job description for that person. What tasks can someone do for me that I no longer have to do so I can free up my time to run the business, to do what's important? What skills would they need? Well, they'd need verbal skills. They need written skills. They need command of the language. They need to be a first-class word processor, computer person. You have to decide what skills they would need. There are many very talented people out there who have not only those skills, but they have some sense of sales, some sense of how to run a business. And although they're not going to run your business, you just don't want someone who's going to do tasks. You want someone who can think, someone that you can train about details, someone who's going to be conscientious, someone who's going to help you save time, someone who's going to become incredibly valuable to you, because who's the most important person in the company? You are. Leaders lead. If you're not creating the direction, if you're not telling people what to do, if you're not looking over everyone's shoulder, not micromanaging, but looking over everyone's shoulder, seeing what's going on in the business, and sometimes just sitting there having time to think and do nothing so great ideas can come into your head. If you don't do that, you can only maintain, and we don't want to maintain. So what we're talking about is hiring an assistant who becomes an extension of you and the work. so that you can delegate to this person all of the busy work and some of the administrative tasks, or all of the administrative tasks, and actually some of the follow-up. You know, you can find so many things for this person to do that they will be busy 40 hours a week, and maybe they're not even going to get it all done. And what does that mean? That means that you have all of this time to run the business. And when you're running the business well and you're dealing with it and you see the vision and you're riding with your salespeople and you're talking to key clients and you're looking at marketing materials and judging what the next step is, what happens? You make more profit. Now, people will argue with me and they'll go, I don't want to spend the money. But you're spending the money anyway in lost sales. You're spending the money in lost productivity. You're spending the money in not growing the business in the way you should. So which way do you want to spend the money? Do you want to spend money to become more successful? Do you want to spend money to become more profitable? Do you want to spend money to have less stress? My answer is yes. So let's think about it. Let's think in the new year how we can get ourselves into a situation and a mindset that we can have someone actually help us do the things that are necessary to become even more profitable, have a better work life, a stress-free life, accomplish more, and do the things that are really important. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you. Yet before you go, I want you to know that I have an assistant. I have the best assistant in the world, one that helps me keep everything straight, one who doesn't let me get away with anything. If I'm late 2 minutes for an appointment, she's right there saying to me, why aren't you calling Freddie? You know, we need to deal with these emails. We need to get this done. We have an article due to post. This person I could not function without. And, of course, her name is Evelyn. So, and by the way, can't hire Evelyn away from me. Oh, no, I'm not going to let that happen. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.